Hello there, my friends, and welcome into another edition of the JMac Update. So glad that you are joining us. A quick program note, I love showing you videos and news clips and those kind of things. Unfortunately, there's a copyright issue. Now, I think that those things are covered through fair use, but social media gets to decide what social media does with copyrights. And to avoid any potential legalities or lawsuits, they just mute your content or they ban your content if you are showing clips and things like that that you don't own. So I'm going to have to stick to showing you the stories. And also, if there is video, I may show you the video without the audio. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. But that will help you know why there has been a change. So today on the JMac Update, more COVID discussion about the political divide in COVID and an important question brought up by Senator Mitt Romney. If you're pro-life, should you be pro-vaccine? It's a good question. It's a question that we've been talking about here on the podcast for a while. But let's start off with this in Missouri. Now, I apologize. Yes, this is it's a CNN story. Yes, it is. I apologize. Let me get it on the screen here. Some of you get angry when I show CNN stories, but I watch all media sources, and so one day you're going to see me showing CNN, another day Fox, another day the Salt Lake Tribune. You can say, oh, that's fake news. You make the choice, whatever you want to do. I go back and I check sources and for other cooperative, is that a word? Evidence or stories to verify sources. But listen to this. I hope you can see that on the screen. The COVID vaccine has become so polarizing that some people in Missouri are getting inoculated in secret. Now, I know that this is true because I have friends that have done this. They're getting inoculated in secret for fear of backlash from their friends and family who oppose vaccination. This is a doctor speaking to CNN. They've had some experience that sort of changed their mind from the viewpoint of those in their family, those in their friendship circles or their work circles. And they came to their own decisions that they wanted to get a vaccine. This is Dr. Priscilla Fraze, a hospitalist and chief medical information officer at Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains, Missouri. She says they did their own research on it and they talked to people and made the decision themselves. Fraze told CNN's Anderson Cooper, oh, it's Anderson Cooper. Can you believe the story or not? I don't know. But even though they were able to make that decision themselves, they didn't want to have to deal with the peer pressure or the outburst from other people about them giving in to everything. In a hospital-produced video, Fraze said one pharmacist at her hospital told her they've had several people come in to get vaccinated who have tried to sort of disguise their appearance and even went so far as to say, please, please, please don't let anybody know that I got the vaccine. I'm curious. I know there are people who listen to my podcast who have gotten vaccinated but are not telling family members. I know that this is happening. And I know people who work for certain companies who have not told their employers that they've gotten vaccinated for fear of some type of reprisal. So I know for a fact this is happening. The question is, are you in that circumstance? Let me know in the comments if you are somebody who has had to hide the fact that you've been vaccinated. And then there's this in the update yesterday. It actually came out today. I was angry and I railed against Chris Stewart, Utah State Representative Chris Stewart, pretty aggressively because of his comments talking about how the CDC has ruined credibility because they have flip-flopped on their decision. If you want to hear my full commentary on that, just go back to the previous podcast. But I was pretty irate because they didn't flip-flop based upon politics, as he's suggesting. They flip-flop based upon new evidence. And isn't that what we're supposed to do in medicine and science? When you get new research, you adjust. He's suggesting that once you've made a decision, you have to stick with it regardless of what the new information is. Otherwise, you're being political. And as I continue to say, the Republicans right now are calling politics science, and they're calling science politics. And it's maddening. But not all Republicans. Here's an interesting question, a suggestion posed by Utah Senator Mitt Romney. He says, I'll bring it up here. He says he likened getting the vaccine to being pro-life, and said listening to health experts is better than looking on Facebook. Man, it's nice to hear some sanity. It's really nice to hear some sanity in the Republican Party. Meanwhile, Chris Stewart doesn't stop. He tweeted out, President Biden's CDC, notice it's Biden's CDC now, even though the previous CDC, which the previous president tried to politicize, the previous CDC put out a mask mandate, but now it's Biden's CDC. Did you see that? I'll highlight it right here. Biden's CDC. Oh, it takes me to Twitter. Sorry. Biden's CDC is putting Washington back into the middle of your lives. They say it's for your own good, but provide little evidence. Representative Stewart, they cite the new research. This is not little evidence. There is evidence. The people who have no evidence are the ones calling into question the science. You're the ones with no evidence. You got nothing. But you're saying that because the people want something, that's science. Stop this game of talking about evidence, okay? Stop it. Republicans and evidence right now, they don't go together. They just don't. Evidence of voter fraud, evidence that the CDC is making this up and they don't have science to back it up for Biden's CDC, because somehow Biden gets a political boost when there's a mask mandate? Nonsense. And then Chris Stewart quotes Ronald Reagan. Why not? We all love to go back to Reagan. He says, I'd like to remind everyone of the 9 most terrifying words in the English language. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. How about I'm an epidemiologist and I'm here to tell you that this virus is deadly? That's what you should be hearing. I'm a doctor and I'm here to tell you that dying from COVID is a horrific death. See, this quote was not about a pandemic. This quote is about government programs and social programs. If you know the reference here from Ronald Reagan and when what he was talking about, do you really think Ronald Reagan would be out downplaying the pandemic right now? Do you really think he would be going against science? I don't. Maybe we have a completely different viewpoint of that man and his beliefs. But I don't think he'd be downplaying science. Would he be fighting for civil liberties? Maybe. But as I pointed out in the last podcast, they're not mutually exclusive. You can say the science is real and these guidelines will help stop the spread, but we believe in a free society, so we want everybody to have personal choice. Those two can coexist, and they should coexist with these Republicans if that's what they want. But somehow they have to pollute the two. And in order to suggest that you should have your civil liberties, they feel the need to attack the science. Why is that? I just don't understand. I said this in the last update. The Republican platform, if it is pro-civil liberties, should be, hey, we want people to decide, but please go out and get vaccinated because it saves lives. And please, if you're indoors in a a high contagion area, wear a mask. It's your choice, but choose the right thing. And we'll get the government back sooner, and we'll save lives, and we'll be responsible citizens. Why is it so hard for the Republicans to get that? Let's go back to Romney for a minute. Let's go back to sanity here for a minute. Romney also weighed in on the new CDC recommendations, telling KSL News Radio, Debbie Dujanovic, host of the morning David Dujanovic show, he doesn't know if the CDC got it right. These things are a tough call. It's such a difficult decision because if you tell people they got to wear a mask, if they're vaccinated, then they think, oh, why should I get vaccinated? So that has a negative impact. Oh. I was talking about sanity, Mitt, Senator. Now you're trying, you really are. But the fact, you're suggesting again, here we go again, okay? This shouldn't be a difficult decision because what you should be doing and what all leadership should be doing is instead of saying, oh, this is not clear and this is confusing people, you should be spending your time helping them not be confused. Because if you put any logic or reason to this, it's not confusing, okay? What did the CDC say? The CDC said that there is new evidence that with the Delta variant, vaccinated people can be carriers and they can spread the virus, okay? So then why is it hard to understand that vaccinated people would be then asked to wear masks again? This is not confusing. This is simple. Read the CDC report, read their recommendation, and know why. And instead of all of these government officials attacking the CDC because this confuses people, help them. So I'm sorry, in this case, Mitt Romney, you got it wrong. What you should be doing is saying, if this confuses you, let me give you clarity. Okay? The CDC has new research that says vaccinated can spread the Delta variant. So that's why they went back on the mask. This doesn't say the vaccine doesn't work. In fact, it says you could, that you're still mostly protected. The efficacy rates are still what they were. But that you can be a carrier and a spreader. He said, on the other hand, if there are people who pretend to be vaccinated and don't wear a mask on a plane or instance, that would be another problem. So you're so close, Senator Romney, you're so close. He says, now this is where it gets really interesting for me. He says, if wearing a mask or getting a vaccination reduces the likelihood that someone might die, I, being pro-life, am going to take that vaccination. This is where it's really interesting for me because the abortion debate is a civil liberties debate. And as much as people have perfect clarity on the issue, I don't see perfect clarity on the issue. Because as a conservative, I want civil rights. So I don't want to tell a woman or anybody else what to do with their body. I don't want to do that. But I also believe that part of civil rights is to protect the lives of those who can't protect themselves, that a right to life is a civil liberty. So you have this conflict. Which civil liberty is more important? A woman's civil right or that unborn life? Which one? And is there a time in that process where now it's a protectable right? I don't see the clarity that everybody else does. This is one of those situations where these two issues slam into each other. And I don't know that there is an easy answer, okay? But it's interesting to me that people who want to take away a woman's civil right to choose what she does with her own body, they want to take that away to protect the life of an unborn child. but they don't want to take away the civil liberty of somebody to just get them to wear a mask to save the life of another adult. Do you see what I mean? It's like you're willing in one case to take away that civil liberty to protect a life. That's what you're doing. But on the other hand, you're not willing to do it if it means somebody has to put on a mask to save that life. Help me understand this. This is one of those things where I don't know if everything lines up here. Mitt tweeted out this. He says, being pro-life doesn't just mean advocating and protecting the unborn. He says, I also care deeply for the living. Wow. I also care deeply for the living and don't want more people to die from COVID-19. Everyone that is able should get the vaccine. This is the messaging that all Republicans should have. We don't want the government to force you to do things. We don't want to take away. But let's say that I tried this same thing with abortion. Let's say that I tried to say, we don't want mandates. We don't want force. We want civil liberties to stay, but we want you to make the right choice. How many of these people who are so upset by a mask when it comes to abortion would say, no, we're taking away the right. Both of them are to save lives. Both of them involve civil liberties. Where do you land on this? Let's see if there's anything else in the story here. Back to Chris Stewart. His tweet, where is it? Let's forget about Chris Stewart. That's such nonsense. Such nonsense. That just blows my mind how accusing the CDC of flip-flopping because they have new research and then claim that they're the ones who are undermining themselves. Such absolute nonsense. Now, remember, one of the things that I've told you is that what Republicans should be doing is not bashing the science, but saying civil liberties, right? Okay, because they're not doctors. They're not, Chris Stewart is providing no evidence that the research is wrong. He's got nothing. His statement is they changed their position. That's why he doesn't like it. He had no problem with it when they changed their position from mask mandate to no mandate. Then the science was great. But now that it changes it from no mandate to mandate, now the science is horrible and this is political. This is not science. This is politics. Chris Stewart is in so deep that he thinks politics is science and science is politics. Okay, so let me show you some recent numbers here. And if you're listening on the podcast, I'll describe this to you. But this is a handy dandy graph of the 7-day average of daily increase in new confirmed cases by state. Okay, and the graph has blue states and it has red states. And this is based upon voting, if the state overwhelmingly voted for Trump or if it went for Biden, okay? So remember I told you that Florida's governor said that this is just a bad COVID summer season, okay? So if that's true, then you would think that would be consistent across the board. But the truth is much more obvious than that. The top 7 states who have the highest average daily increase in confirmed cases. Oh, I haven't shown this to you on the screen. I apologize. Okay, here we go. The 7 top states in highest new confirmed cases are all states that went for Trump. The highest being Louisiana and Florida. I told you yesterday, Florida accounts for 20% of all the new cases in the United States. So is this science or is this politics? It's actually kind of both, right? what should be happening here from Republicans is you should be saying, we don't care. This free here's the t-shirt, Republicans. Freedom is a bitch. I mean, you know? And we have all kinds of freedoms in this country. And, you know, if you want to be safe, get a vaccine. And if you want to risk it, you risk it. That's what freedom is about. If that's the take you want to take as Republicans, that's fine. That's fine. I understand that take. I make that argument when it comes to a lot of things. But your consistent need to bash the science is what frustrates me. Because this is, look at what's happening here. In the states that are passing the fewest mandates, in the states that are downplaying this the most, they're experiencing the highest number of cases. This is what civil liberties look like in a case like this. And again, if you're pro-civil liberties and you think that that's the way to go, fine, fine. But why do you have to bash the science? Why do you have to do that? That's my frustration. Because I believe that if there was different messaging from Republicans, I believe, and I may be wrong, that these numbers would be lower in those states with no other changes, no changes to civil liberties or anything else. No mask mandate. If the message from Republicans was, we want you to be able to choose, we're not going to make anybody do anything, but please, the science is real. And you know who's been saying this? Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell has been saying this the whole time. He got vaccinated early on. He's been talking about the vaccine. His messaging on this has been right on. And this is what I don't understand, my fellow Republicans. Why can't the messaging be, do the right thing, get vaccinated, wear a mask, but we're not going to make you do it because we believe in freedoms. And it's give me liberty or give me death, not give me safety and no liberty, right? That should be your messaging. And you would be saving lives. You would be helping people make the right choice. One other thing that I wanted to mention today is I keep hearing people talking about how they're worried about the vaccine because this was pushed through so much faster than other vaccines. And it didn't go through the testing that other vaccines have gone through. Did you know that's not true? It's not true. The thing that happens, first of all, the vaccine was created in about the same amount of time as the flu. So it's not about how long it took to create it. It's about how long it takes to test it, right? So we have this feeling that we did all the testing in 2 months, and normally this testing takes 5 years. And so it's what rushed through, so I'm not going to take it. Time is not part of the testing, at least the initial testing, the amount of time. It's the number of people that you can run through the tests. And when you're in the middle of a pandemic, you have access to a lot more test subjects. Because think about it, when you don't have, when it's not so prevalent like the flu or something else, you have much fewer people to test this on. Because remember, the tests involve testing people who have it and testing people who don't. And then testing people who don't and then people who didn't and get it, right? So it's much harder to create a vaccine, and it takes a lot longer when you're not in the middle of a pandemic. But we had access to hundreds and thousands of test cases. And so the testing that normally would take years, it took months, but it was the same amount of testing. What we don't know, and you wouldn't know this either, is the long-term ramifications, right? But we have a really good idea because mRNA vaccines have been around They've been working on them for about 10 years. These don't involve introducing a dormant version of the virus into your system. So we know everything that's in these things. We know what types of reactions they create. It's not like they found some mystery vial of something and they said, let's try that. And they don't know what's in that mystery vial, so they don't know how it's going to impact you in 5 or 10 years. We know everything that's in this. Science has a cumulative knowledge. So we did the same amount of testing, if not more, before this was approved. And now, yeah, there is a question about what happens 2 years from now or 5 years from now. And we have that same question about COVID. We don't know either what the long-term impacts are. But we know what's in this mRNA vaccine. And so we can be pretty confident about what those long-term effects are going to be. So I just kind of wanted to take a minute and clarify that claim in case that's something that you've heard or maybe you've been thinking about for yourself. Hey, please take a minute and become a patron of this podcast. Help me bring the update to you every single day. Remember, it costs me money to do this, to record. That takes me time to put together all of this information and do the research. You can help me do it. I love to do it and I want to keep doing it. Scan or take a picture of that flow code you see right there on the screen. Or if you're listening in the podcast, just go to jmcfarland.com, become a one-time patron or a monthly patron. To those of you who are supporting this podcast already, thank you so much. It means the world to me. And if you can't participate, we're still going to continue to bring it to you for free, but you can help me out by subscribing on whatever platform you're on and by liking and sharing and commenting. That will go a long way. That's a JMAC update. Join me tonight at 9:30. It's Thursday, where I will be going live to talk about some of these issues we've talked about in the update. Go to my Facebook page or to YouTube to participate live. I will see you then. Thank you. Have a great day.